and said at least about separate but equal facilities. The facilities were not, they were separate, but they weren't equal.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that I noticed is that even though that I assume kind of that was true, that these weren't equal facilities, still there's so much affection for this place, right?
Right, because it's where we started.
Yeah.
Normally, it's like your first girlfriend. You always remember your first girlfriend. This was the first place that we got the taste of education.
Yeah.
And it just stayed with you, I guess. And the teachers were so caring. Yeah. And they were concerned about us getting an education, so that we could get off the farms and get away from the crab houses and the fish house and tomato fields and go on and do other things with our lives.
Mm. One of the things you always hear the older folks say, now, boy, I want you to go make something when you send me here. Said, don't sit around here and let this opportunity pass you up, because, I don't want you to end up like me. I wish I could have, but I didn't have the opportunity. You got the opportunity to go to school. You need to go to school. Mm-hmm. And what I would like for folks to know about this place is the influences it has had on people who came through here. Generationally. Without a basis for the first folks getting educated here, they provided a step-off point for their own children. They realized the value of their education, of an education, and they passed on to the children so that you didn't perpetuate a situation where people didn't have a means to move up. Mm-hmm. This is really part of the American dream. What is not known about this place is the depth and breadth of the influence that it has had on people across this country.